Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. And you're going to need it, too, because we got Gerald Celente back on the show. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. Pull them tight because it's going to be a wild ride anytime Gerald Celente joins us. Gerald is the author of Trends 2000. He is the author and the visionary behind the outstanding quarterly publication, the Trends Journal. And I've been telling you about him. I've been introducing you to him since 98. We've already had our 12th anniversary with Gerald. And he's one of the guys that he's so tuned into what's coming at us that it's almost scary. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Gerald. And I would like for you to talk to the audience a little bit about give us an overview of what you're seeing out there. And I know you don't like to be called a futurist. You prefer to be called a trends tracker, which I agree with that. But what are you tracking? What are some of the trends that you're tracking these days?
Well, some of the current events form future trends, and most Americans are, unfortunately, they're not globally focused. So, for example, what's going on in Kyrgyzstan with this civil war going on?
Yeah.
And it's in Central Asia. What's the importance of it? Well, the United States uses their airfield as a staging ground to bring supplies into Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and the materiel. And that revolution, over 400,000 people, according to the UN, have now been displaced. Several thousand have been killed. So what's that going to mean to that operation? But more importantly, it's also a battle between the U.S. and Russia. It was a former Soviet satellite. And what we're looking at are really it's the beginning of very troubling times when you start putting the pieces together. You have revolts going on in Romania, protests in Greece, and they're going to be building in Spain and Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about more austerity measures in the UK.
The chickens are coming home to roost on all the big spending, all the socialist practices of paying people more than they're worth in Europe and in the United States. Those chickens are coming home to roost, aren't they?
Yes, but that's only half of it. The other half of it is who is taking the big losses on these so-called sovereign debt defaults.
Yeah.
Who is losing the dough? And it's the banks.
Yeah.
So you have the people are now being forced to bail out the other socialists. Those are the banks. They can't take their losses. Oh, no. So the people are being forced now, whether it's the too big to fails in the U.S., and when you look at who is going to lose money if Greece defaults on their debt, you're looking at basically the French and
the Germans,
German banks.
The Germans, yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't those guys getting bailed out by the IMF?
Well, the IMF is bailing them out, but who gets
and that money comes from you and me.
Exactly.
45% of IMF comes from the United States.
We're the biggest supporter of it. So this is what's going on. So this is a big game that they keep trying to keep alive by dumping more money into
yeah.
it. And you know, these record low interest rates, they're hurting mostly the average person, because the average person doesn't speculate in the market. They
right.
get their meager
returns. We're not borrowing.
On
we're not borrowing that. It doesn't help. It doesn't help if interest rates are low if we're not borrowing money either.
That's right. So they're hurting the average person. In the old days, you get a little return on your money in the bank, and that kind of, accounted for inflation. But that's not even happening anymore. So
yeah.
you're not even staying even.
So
we're looking at an unwinding to be coming before the end of this year.
When you say unwinding before the end of this year, what do you mean by that?
Something that's going to make it very obvious that the $13 trillion in spending, lending, and loan guarantees
by the United States
is not working. And we're going to see much more difficult times.
So you think that by the end of the year, there's going to be a blink, something, some blink's going to happen. That's going to be is it going to be a black swan event? You think it's going to be dramatic, or just a turn in a different direction?
It's going to be dramatic enough where everyone knows that there's no economic recovery at hand.
Ah, so you think that the recovery that some of us think we're seeing is not real?
No, it's a false recovery.
Ah.
Again, it's papered over.
Hold on to that thought, folks. I told you to buckle your seatbelts. If you didn't believe me before, you do now. We're going to come right back and let Gerald Celente hold forth some more after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something you can listen to. Don't forget to check take our poll there. We have a little poll question that you can answer really quickly. There's anywhere from 2 to 5 options, and click the answer that you think is appropriate and submit it, and that'll become part of our record. We'll report back to you on how things turn out on that poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter as well. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gerald Celente has been on our website since the beginning. Gerald is an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 98. Gerald, last month was our 12th anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, it's. I'm congratulating both of us. We both survived 12 years. That's something. It is something to celebrate. Gerald, you were talking as we went to the break about what you think is. You think it's a. You think we're fooling ourselves about the recovery. Those of us who think we're in a recovery.
Yeah, you need a productive capacity. This nation cannot survive being a consumer-based society, a service sector society. Think of the word service. Try servitude, servant, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
We're looking at low-paying jobs as our high-paying jobs have been sent
overseas.
Is it
manufacturing coming back in America, though?
Oh, yeah, but then to such a small extent.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, we're still looking at, when you look at the numbers and you look at real wages and income, we've lost ground in the last 10 years.
But isn't America's intellectual property development sort of compensating for the hard goods manufacturing that we've lost?
No, it really isn't, because look at the jobs that are being created, and then the job numbers don't lie. We saw May's jobs, what was it, 431,000 jobs?
Yeah.
Or 481, whatever it was, and 400 and something thousand of them were temporary census workers.
Well,
and then when you look at the other jobs that are being created, oh, you want a job as a home health care aide? There's one waiting for you. And so what we're looking at are kids getting out of college, hundreds or $50,000, $80,000, $20,000 in debt, and they can't get a job.
Yeah.
And the high-paying jobs have gone overseas. So what we're saying, Jim, is we need a productive capacity. You go back to the 1990s. We were in a recession in the early part of the decade. What got us out? It wasn't great government thinking,
right,
and policy. It was called the Internet Revolution, period,
right,
paragraph.
Right.
And that's what we need now. Products were designed, invented, manufactured, serviced, marketed.
One of the things that I'm disappointed in right now is that we don't have anybody leading this country who actually understands how America got where it is. Because
we haven't had anybody leading this country all my life. It's anybody that believes in politicians deserves what they get.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
remember
what
the guys in high school and college that wanted to be the class president or the head of the student council? They were glad-handers. They were suck-ups. They were insincere.
Egomaniacs.
Egomaniacs, right, ambitious. Well, here they are, folks. They're leading you. They follow their career path. They get a job where they never have to do anything other than tell you what to do.
One of the things that I have been, quote, one of the persons I've been quoting lately and have been encouraging our leaders to focus on is something that Abraham Lincoln said. I think it was the last sentence of, I think it was his second inaugural speech. He said, essentially, we have to appeal to the better nature of our angels.
That's right.
We have to appeal to the nature of our better angels. Let me rephrase it. We have to appeal to the nature of our better angels. In my opinion, the better angels of America is reminding Americans what we stand for and what we built and how we still have the ability to build things. We still have the ability to innovate and to create things and to get ourselves out of this problem instead of saying, why don't we rely on the government with more stimulus spending?
Exactly. And how could anybody rely on the government for anything?
Yeah.
What are they so great at doing?
They mess up everything they do, they mess it up.
Exactly. Katrina quality rescue skills all around.
Yeah.
Whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in education, whether it's in prosecuting wars. They lose at everything they touch.
I do believe, Gerald, that America has a problem with the political class. We have a
exactly.
serious problem with the political class. And folks, this is not Republican or Democrat. It's political class.
I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in these fairy tales.
Yeah. But, all right, well, Gerald, is there anything good out there? Are you seeing any good news out there?
Yes, there are businesses that are making it, new businesses that are starting up. The key is quality. And you remember, America used to have the stamp of quality worldwide.
Made in America.
Right. When I was a kid, if you got anything from Japan, it was junk and you didn't want it. You know, because America has such a high standard of quality. We lost that. And you look at the businesses that are succeeding, and we see them. We call it the 20% solution.
Mm-hmm.
You head for the 20% of the population that will step up to quality.
I have a philosophy about why the quality is eroded in America, Gerald, and I think it's Wall Street's problem. I think it's Wall Street has created this. I believe the fealty to the 90-day conference call, the 90-day guidance by major corporations, they're required to make to do this kabuki dance with analysts every 90 days. I think that's done more to hurt quality and is more dangerous to capitalism than anything else. What do you think?
I agree. It's the bottom line mentality.
Instead of thinking, I mean, I can't run my small business with 90-day thinking. How do they run global companies with 90-day thinking?
Well, this whole bottom line thinking is disastrous.
And it's all because, in my opinion, of Wall Street. And I think Wall Street's clearly part of the problem. And folks, I didn't just say this since 2008. I've been saying this for a long time. Tintail right back with Gerald Celente. He's got me fired up. Stay with us.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we danced like a wave on the ocean romance. We would die as a love.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blysingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, also the Trends Journal, which is a quarterly publication that I'm a happy subscriber of. Gerald, tell us how we can find you and how we can get your Trends Journal.
Well, it's trendsjournal.com. That's trendsjournal.com. And Jim, all our trends for the new year, the top trends of 2010, and you can look at it to see what's come about and what hasn't, what to expect next. And we also offer a discount request. We know people are having a difficult time, so we try to make the journal available to everyone.
I appreciate that. And if they tell you they heard about you on my show, you'll be really sweet to them, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Gerald, we got an election coming up here in November. We got the Tea Party guys coming up. You know, the Tea Party folks are out there. What do you think is going to happen in this next election? Anything good?
And there's not going to be much of a change. There'll be some Tea Party people elected, but mostly it'll be just the same old crowd, the two-headed one-party system. As I mentioned, I'm a political atheist. Nothing is going to change in this country until we have real open elections. When I was a kid growing up, Jim, I used to hear, you know, they had an election in the Soviet Union. 98% of the people got reelected. Yeah, just like the U.S. 96% of the incumbents
don't you think that there's a sea change happening out there? Don't you think that people are actually waking up? I mean, I'll tell you when I noticed it, Gerald. The reaction to the TARP funds in September of 2008, when the reaction of the people to that idea of bailing out, you know, providing that money for TARP, and how then it continued through to getting some people thrown out in the, you know, in the election of 2008, I saw some grassroots sentiment changing out there. Are you seeing that at all?
Absolutely. And the Tea Party is just the beginning of it. We see a much broader coalition by 2012. So we don't see a lot of change this year.
Yeah.
But by 2012, when so much has collapsed, we believe there'll be a new third party.
I wrote an article on the anniversary of the Tea Act, which is what created the original Tea Party. I wrote an article, and the title of the article was, "It Was Never About the Tea. It Was Always About Liberty."
Yep.
And I think maybe Americans are starting to realize that the more we demand our politicians to do something about things that nobody can do anything about, the more we lose our liberty. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. People complain about, you mentioned about the TARP program, and all of the bailouts, rescue packages, and stimulus since. And people say, oh, this country's turning socialist. No, it's not. Socialism's egalitarianism. The merger of state and corporate powers, by definition, according to Mussolini, who defined it, is called fascism. And that's what we're seeing more and more of. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. Mm-hmm. Who made up this stuff? Too big to fail. This is America. You rise and fall on your own merits.
Right.
And this is the biggest scam that ever came about, making up this thing that they're too big to fail. No, they're not. If they would have failed, somebody else would have moved into their spot.
That's what the bankruptcy and the marketplace cleansing process will take care of. Gerald, I got about a minute and a half. What is your best suggestions for small business owners to deal with the next 12 to 24 months?
Look for quality. Go for the market with the money. You're not going to make it on commodity-priced items. You have to be unique, and that's what made this country so great, innovation. Personally, for me, and I don't recommend it for anyone, just my own personal investment strategies on that end, I still, and you know I've been talking about it for years, I'm still a strong believer in gold, and the cash I have split now between Canadian dollars and U.S. dollars. Only for the purpose, if one goes up, the other goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So I stay even. And gold is my wild card. And I'm very risk averse, particularly in these days.
Yeah.
But I don't. But unlike General Motors, Lehman Brothers, you know, gold will never be worth zero.
Yeah. Hey, Gerald, give us the website one more time, please.
TrendsJournal.com. That's TrendsJournal.com.
And, folks, the book Trends 2000 is still an important book. I recommend it to you. Check out his quarterly Trends Journal. Hey, Gerald, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Don't unbuckle your seatbelts yet, folks. Gerald's still in the building. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.